Hello, my name is Menes Varis Sita. I was born in slavery in 59 BC. I had a very poor family, and I didn't know what to do at the time. All I knew how to do was grow crops and milk cows. I'd go in the field every day, even on the weekends, and milk the cow and herd them all up into one place. During the seeds, the owner of us would give us seeds to plant. It was a hard job. Over time, I got sunburnt, I got rashes on my skin, and a ton of freckles. All the sun heat was killing me, and I got tired of it. I got a friend to help fight back. We didn't know that this was the right thing or wrong thing to do, but we knew we had to do it. So we got a group of people that wanted to not be in slavery anymore and fight back. We killed the men that owned us. And we were very, very sad. Since we've been with him for a long time, it was the hard thing to do, but also the right thing to do. Over time, we got people to follow us. So we went through Pax Romana and went to the temple. The temple was filled with golds and riches, also security guards that would kill us. So we had to fight back again. Fighting the security guards were a hard thing to do because they had weapons and we only had our fists. We eventually did it and went inside to steal the gold. We got golds and riches and became some rich men. Nobody knew us because we were so rich that they couldn't care. So we built a giant farm where our secret plan would come into place. Many people would come and we would start a rebellion against slavery. So now that we have our rebellion, we need to fight back officially. So we went to the king's temple and got weapons and an army to fight back. We traveled 40 miles this long journey through hills and snow and deserts and waters. We died, 50 people died in the process. It was a very sad time. So we finally got to the king, and the king said, "Oh, hello, rich man. How are you, Menes?" And I said, "Hello, king. We need to tell you something. There is a man trying to kill you, and I don't know who." So we tricked him into thinking that we were his friend and were trying to help him from this man who wanted to kill him. And we told him why, but really we're the people who wanted to kill him. So the security guards would let us in for days and days, night after night, talking to the king, but we wouldn't know who the man is. So that we said it was a man in slavery that didn't know how to run anything. He had a group of friends to fight back. The king was very worried. He kept us by our sides at all times. He paid us gold, jewelry, and many other things like weapons, papers, and cloths. We were extremely rich at the time, so we kept making weapons until we had a 200 people army. So during this time, we were very successful. So we had to do what we had to do. One night, we snuck into the king's castle, and he's like, "Oh, hello. Why did you bring all your friends, Menes?" And I was like, "Sorry, king. We needed to tell you something that we forgot to do." We sliced his head off, and he never came back. The guards were after us, so we killed them too. It was the only thing that was left in our path. Release the slaves. So we had to travel 40 miles back to Pax Romana to get the slaves released. People heard about the king dying from this very rich man named Menes, and that was me. So I still live and stand to this day living to tell the story. So we let the slaves out, and they were very happy. The rich men that owned the slaves started their rebellion. So now we need to fight back even more. This was a big controversial fight. We traveled 50 miles battling people up and down Rome. So during this time, we would go from the Mediterranean Sea all the way up to the Tiber River. This was a very hard trip to do, but we eventually conquered it. I I had a disease and almost died from it. But then I came back and healthy and ready to go. I got put back into slavery and into Rome jail. This was the end of my life, and I knew I was going to die.